Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello, and welcome back to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie, and it is a pleasure to spend the next half an hour with you this evening to share some Spark Living Life to the fullest. And it has been an exciting past week in my life, and I hope it has been a positively exciting week in your life as well. And as I am cruising up to my house, as we notice, the fire is still crackling, because I'm not sure there's anybody at the switchboard. Turned off. There we go. So how has your past week been? Has it been a week filled with action to create the life that you desire? A chance to choose to be present in the moments and look at the gifts that each moment brings to your life. There have been many opportunities for that for me. Had the pleasure last week of having some professional development time at the Learning Brain Expo in Orlando, Florida. It's sponsored by Eric Jensen. And he is the person who certified me as a brain-based trainer. And I've known him, I think now it's about 2001. And I co-facilitated a session called Is Brain-Friendly Technology an Oxymoron? And had a wonderful audience of educators and administrators and business professionals who gave us great feedback about what they learned about how to better utilize technology in more brain-friendly ways, both whether in the classroom for staff development sessions or for their business. So that was exciting, and was able to network with a number of awesome men and women who are putting forth their passions out into the world to make a positive difference in people's lives. And that's always energizing. And so part of our conversation not only was with our work, but our personal passions as well. And I'm excited to share that you will be meeting a number of those men and women in the weeks ahead as they have agreed to be guests at Blog Talk Radio Spark with me. So you will learn some amazing tools and strategies for learning for yourself and for your family as you tune into those future segments. So tonight, as many of you probably know, with the passing of Randy Pausch last Friday, that it's an opportunity to reflect on our own lives. Are we really living our lives to the fullest? And in case you are unfamiliar with Randy Pausch and you want to learn more, you can go out to YouTube.com and Google the last lecture and hear Randy's last lecture, which is a tradition at a number of schools, including Carnegie Mellon University, where he was asked to give what would be, if he were to give his last lecture, what would he say? And as he prepared that, he had recently been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And so that was part of, for him, truly was the last lecture that he would be giving to his family and friends. And so he was thinking about what it was, what lessons, life lessons, did he want to leave? And not only for them, but for his children. And so tonight we'll be talking about some of those lessons and those conversations that he's had since. Pardon the noise. As you'll notice, I'm outside. And, of course, the big equipment has to come by just at the time that I am getting things from the vehicle. So I will be at the switchboard shortly for those of you that want to either blog in questions or comments or give me a call, because tonight we're talking about, are you living your life to the fullest, and what kind of choices can you make in order to do that? because as we talked about last time, we only have now. We only have the present. And so are you making the most of the present? So the choices that you make from moment to moment make a difference. And so what kind of choices are you making? Right now, as I come into the house to a very excited little boy who's done a great job of being quiet, and he's also going to be really helpful and get a glass of water for me. So how do you greet your family when you arrive home? Do you have a special greeting or special time when you arrive home so that your family knows that it's important to you, that you're there with them, that you miss them during the day? Have you disengaged from work and re-engaged back in the role of husband or wife or mother or father with those children? And that's important to them. Because for most of us, as we had children, we had them. And now, how are we making a difference in their lives? And how can we help them to grow up to be the kind of responsible young men and women that we dream or wish for them to be? So, YouTube.com, Google The Last Lecture by Randy Pausch. You can also pick up the book, The Last Lecture, which was co-authored by Randy Pausch and Jeffrey Zaslow. And Randy originally was diagnosed and was told he had 3 to 6 months to live, and he, I believe, outdid that by several months. Thank you, Alex. And so, if you only had 6 months to live, what would your priorities be in those 6 months of your life? The number to call if you want to talk about living life to the fullest or what might be on your list is 347-215-8390. So, as Randy said, you may wake up one day and find that you have less time than you thought. And have you thought about the legacy that you want to leave behind when you leave your body, when you leave this life? And really, we do have some choices. What can we do that will outlive us? Whether that's making an impact or ripple in people's lives. For example, and again, we don't know often when we do that, when those small acts of kindness can have an amazing impact. When I was at the Learning Brain Expo on a break between sessions, a woman approached me and asked if I had attended the Learning Brain Expo in Austin, Texas recently. And I said, or a couple of years ago, and I said, well, it's been probably more like 4 years ago, but yes. And I don't go every summer, so I thought maybe it's been there more than once. She said, well, maybe it was 2004. And I said, well, then yes, I did. She said, well, I thought it might be you. Well, and I'm sorry, my son just had to tell me something important. We forgot to take a videotape out last night, and it taped over the Christmas specials because we were in such a hurry to go to bed. So we'll have to see what we've got left. And so thanks for the diversion. So back to the story, we figured out that she had attended just the pre-workshop because she had completed her certification. That was the graduation day. And she'd asked if I did. I said, yes. As a matter of fact, I graduated or became certified then as well. She said, well, I thought it was you because you said such kind words to me with such affirmations and shared resources with me, and you were so supportive. I just wanted to thank you again. And she remembered that this many years later and took the time to. And how often do we say thank you to those people who make a difference? And, you know, often we don't have an opportunity and we think about it or we talk about them at their wake or their funeral, and we don't tell them directly. What if you could? And maybe this week, send a card, send a note to someone. And I'm wondering if I think my battery might be low in my Bluetooth here. So I may pop out and have to pop back in. If that happens, dial back in as quickly as I can, so hang with me. One of my teachers in high school, my speech coach, and she was my drama director, and she was also my second mother, and because I spent so much time at school with those extracurricular activities. And this about a year ago, she wasn't feeling well. That's 2 years ago now. And they took her to the hospital. It was during the training. It was the end of April. And she had cancer, which they discovered had moved to, when they did the surgery, many organs. About 3 weeks, she was at the end. And up until that time, hospitalized her students, they had a care page that the hospital provided, and the students had messages and share with her, thank her for the difference that she made in their lives, her words of encouragement, and I was trying to find the right words to say what I wanted to say. The afternoon of, which turned out to be the day that she died, and I think I'm still connected. My Bluetooth just died, but I'm showing I'm still connected. So, but the afternoon that she passed, I had sent her an email and thanked her for the lessons that I learned from her that I took into the world, into my work with disadvantaged youth, into my speaking and training and coaching, and how what she taught in a small Iowa school touched people around the world. And that I knew that when she went on to the next stage to perform, that there would be a standing ovation for her. And of course, then I was concerned I waited too long because they did post a message that she had passed away that afternoon when I went to the wake on the visitation. I walked in. She had a sister also named Melanie, and we had not seen each other in probably, 25 years maybe. Well, maybe 20. Anyway, I walked in, and she said, Melanie, and I said, Melanie. And we shared a hug, and she whispered in my ear, she said, you do know how special you were to Debbie, don't you? And then I started to cry and told her the story about the letter. And she said, Melanie, we were reading her those emails and those letters right up until she died, and she did hear yours. And so I was very, very grateful that I had an opportunity to share my thank you and how inspiring she had been with me. And I had told her that when she was, as I've seen her over the years at different productions my nieces had been in, and when I was giving my first after-dinner speech, and I did send a note to her that said, remember when I had that category in high school called after-dinner speaking, and nobody wanted it, so I got it. And I distinctly remember saying, when am I ever going to use this? Well, here it is. And I tell that story often now when I speak at banquets and conference dinners. And she knew in her heart that she was molding lives, that the lessons that people were taking from her went beyond the classroom, went beyond the stage. So she was leaving a legacy that touched many lives. So she didn't have children of her own. She had many, many children, however. And when you
have an opportunity to say thank you to somebody who's made a difference in your life. It's such a win-win, both for you, because you feel good as you're writing it, and for the person you say thank you to. It reminds them that they've made a difference. And very often, again, we don't know when we've made an impact on someone's life. So this week, take a few minutes, write a letter, make a phone call, send an email, send an e-card to someone just to say thank you, and let them know how they touched your life. It can be a wonderful boost to your day and theirs. So, say thank you. So back to Randy's last lecture and his principles in the book. And we've touched on these in past shows, but tonight we really want to focus in memory of Randy, in memory of the legacy he left not only for his children, but also for so many students that he's touched over the years, and for millions of people who have downloaded or have viewed or downloaded his last lecture, which it was videotaped almost as an afterthought for some people who couldn't be there, and then was posted on YouTube and then went viral. And Diane Sawyer had done a couple specials, and they aired one last night, too. And the dedication in Randy's book says, "With thanks to my parents who allowed me to dream, and with hopes for the dreams my children will have." What a gift. And he shared the stories as he was biking with Jeffrey Zaslow, who went along and was recording and helped him to write the book. And he entitled his last lecture, "Really Achieving Your Childhood Dreams," about having dreams and overcoming obstacles, seizing every moment because time is all you have, as we talked about last week. And one day you may find you have less than you think. It's about living your life to the fullest. And he was an amazing man, a professor of computer science, human-computer interaction, and design at Carnegie Mellon University. And managed to do many, many wonderful things. Achieve many of his childhood dreams. And the picture on the cover of the book is significant, the rocket and the stars. His parents let him paint his room, and despite the value of the house, and his mother only made him take down one word, and that was sucks, with disco sucks. But they let him paint what he wanted to paint, and it's still there today on the wall. They haven't painted over it. His childhood dreams: being in zero gravity, playing in the NFL, authoring an article on the World Book Encyclopedia, being Captain Kirk, winning stuffed animals, and being a Disney Imagineer. Those were his childhood dreams. What were your childhood dreams? Randy and I are the same age, which is a very profound impact for me, because we think that we have so much time left. And my father passed away from pancreatic cancer several years ago, as did my maternal grandmother about 16 years ago. And so there are a number of those connections that sparked me to reflect. And he has a chapter that's titled "The Parent Lottery," and I won the parent lottery. And it's an interesting story about the importance of parents and the value and the power that parents have to create a wonderful childhood experience. And it doesn't involve money. It's about the experiences that you have. That you don't need to spend a lot of money. They watched television because it was free. Well, now we have cable. Or they said, better yet, go to the library and get a book. And so, interestingly, how are you helping your children dream? What lessons are you modeling? Because it's all about what they see and hear. Because it's not what you say to them. Your life, your choices, model to them from moment to moment. Are you making conscious choices in their presence about your language, about the values you communicate, the comments that you make? Because young children have a challenge distinguishing between literal statements and sarcasm or metaphors. And too often adults either don't know that or forget that, and they'll say things in front of children that they take literally and personally, and they own those ideas throughout their life, and they create limits, or they create opportunities and no limits in the lives of their kids. So, what were your dreams? How many of them have you achieved in your life? One of my childhood dreams is I wanted to teach. I'm the oldest of seven girls, and when we played school, guess who was the teacher? Yes, because I was the oldest, and I enjoy helping people learn. I learned to read before I started school because of the age criteria in the state of Iowa. My birthday was too late, and I had to wait till I was six, which my mother said, that's ridiculous, so she took me to the library, and we got a Dr. Seuss dictionary, and off I went. And so I distinctly remember reading to my kindergarten class, and the oohs and the ahs, because they didn't know how to read yet. That was an awesome feeling, and yes, I really do still remember that when I was six. But that set me on the road to an appreciation for learning and succeeding at learning and understanding things, which continues to this day. I'm a lifelong learner. And my husband and I read and we buy books, and my son has his own library of books because that's important. It's a value that we want him to have. It's a value learning, as well as to use reading for entertainment and your imagination and thinking about things that don't exist yet. And so sometimes it's good to have those conversations. And sometimes you have situations that happen in your life, this happened to Randy, that, you know, don't seem fair. But, you know, it isn't about being fair because, as he said, he got the dart that said pancreatic cancer. Other people get other things. And so, rather than focusing on the problems, doesn't mean that you don't ever get upset or angry or, well, with Randy, he said, I never knew a situation that anger could make better. And so knowing that you can choose your emotions when it comes to emotional intelligence and realizing, you know what, I can choose another feeling. I can choose to be sad that I won't be here to support my kids, which he said, or, you know, I could choose to be excited because I'm here today. Excuse me. And what lesson can I share today? What positive memory might hang on with my son Alex from something that happens today? Because when we're parents and we're in a routine, every day can seem the same. But when you're a child, it's all exciting and new. My mother doesn't remember this incident, again, having seven kids. But when I was five, I remember the ice cream truck coming in the summertime, and I wasn't taking naps yet, but my younger sisters were. And so I was all excited because I got money to get something from the ice cream truck. And I was standing on the side of the road, but I was on the wrong side of the road. And the lady just drove right by, or the man, I don't remember that, but I just remember the big white ice cream truck driving right past me. And I started to run after it, and I said, but wait, wait. It didn't stop. Well, I found out later that the reason that I needed to be on the other side of the street is because they didn't want children crossing the street to get ice cream. So the window was on the side closest to the curb. But as I reflected when I got older, I thought, you know what? That driver could have turned around and come back, because here was this young child so excited to get ice cream who was crushed. It's the little things that can make such a powerful emotional impact. And maybe that has something to do with the fact that whenever I can, to offer that helping hand, that support, if it takes a little extra out of my way, that's okay. Because that moment of kindness can help someone else change how they feel to be ready to help someone else. If you have any thoughts that you'd like to share, you're hanging on live tonight, 347-215-8390. And talk about your parents, you as a parent, or the legacy that you're leaving. So does that mean that I never get angry? No, I do get angry. I just try not to let it last for very long. Have a little check-in with myself about being fully in the present and thinking about what message I want to send and what I want to teach my son. And then we choose something different. Have I gone back to apologize to him for the way I've reacted? Yes, I have. If it's been a frustrating day or if I don't feel well. And it teaches him that it's okay, too, if he gets angry, to come back and say, I'm sorry I yelled. That's part of learning about emotional control when you're a child and that you have some choices. So, thinking about the week ahead, thinking about sparks to live your life to the fullest. What can you do to really live a full life if you don't feel you are right now? And if you are living a full life, what might bring you more joy than you have right now? Are you living your passions, doing what you love? That's an awesome model to give your children. And we're going to be revisiting the passion test again in future segments. If you'd like more information about the passion test, how to bring more joy into your life, you can learn more at www.brainbonanza.com. That's BRAINBONANZA.com. That's my website, and Brain Bonanza is part of my passion to empower people to create positive solutions and outcomes to create the life they desire and deserve. And I have a number of resources and tools, so come check it out. Find out if there's something there that might help you. And my email address and contact information is on the website as well. And as we close, I thank you for inviting your friends to listen to Spark. The archives are available 24/7, so you can go back and look at the titles for past shows. We have been producing Spark now since October. So we're coming up on the end of our 9th month, oh my goodness, of segments. And we're excited that the show continues to expand and we have more listeners and more guests to interview to share their experiences with you. It's about topics that you may never have heard of. I wasn't familiar with permaculture until I was talking with someone who will be a guest in an upcoming show. She is in a doctoral program. She's a transformational consultant, I believe, right now with a master's degree. And so I'm looking forward to interviewing Kelly, as well as many other wonderful people who are following their passion. And you may hear something from them that can spark an interest in you or an idea, or maybe they share a resource about something you didn't know existed. So you can discover more possibilities and those ideas that make you say, wow, here at Spark Radio as well as at brainbonanza.com. So thank you for marking this as a favorite. That helps as well. That makes it easier for more people to find us. So invite a friend or two to listen to the segment with you. And thank you. Remember, if you listen to this in the archive forum and you have a question you would like answered, please send me an email at brainbonanza@gmail.com. And I will reply and or will address it on a future segment. So our time is running close to the end for the week. It's been a blessing to have this time with you to offer some insights, some reflection about an amazing man named Randy Pausch, who lived his life on his terms with joy, with integrity, with passion, to do what he loved and to inspire others to do the same. So think about your legacy and commit to taking one action this week to live your life to the fullest, to leave that legacy. In closing, here's a quote for your consideration by Frederick Buechner or Buechner, I'm not sure, B-U-E-C-H-N-E-R. To find our calling is to find the intersection between our own deep gladness and the world's deep hunger, that point which allows for our fullest expression, even as it provides an avenue for our greatest service. So I hope that you find your calling if you haven't already, that you listen to that voice inside to follow your heart. And until next time, stay safe, and choose to create a great day.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.